As my gift on my 16th birthday, my parents bequeathed me the yellow banana. It was their old 1968 Ford Fairlane 500, four-door, of course, and completely uncool. But it got me where I needed to go. One summer afternoon, I was driving the country roads of Davidson County to my part-time job in downtown Lexington. Suddenly, the car began to choke and spasm on a long and desolate stretch of country road. Although I was in central North Carolina, it looked more like the endless sea of cornfields and pasturelands that you might see in Nebraska or Kansas. Somehow, I had failed to notice that the banana's gas gauge registered near empty. As we came to an undignified stop, I pondered my predicament for a moment or two before setting off on foot in the direction I had come. I had not walked far when out of nowhere came a bright yellow taxi. If you live in the city, there is nothing unusual about a passing taxi cab, but in a rural 1978 North Carolina cornfield, it was a strange sight indeed. Having never traveled to a big city, I had never even ridden in a taxi before. Somehow, perhaps from watching too many television sitcoms, I innately knew how to hail a taxi. I held up my arms to catch the driver's attention. Now that I am an adult, I realize that if you are a cute little 16-year-old girl standing in the middle of nowhere, all dressed up in a breezy summer skirt and candies, the hailing part is completely unnecessary. Predictably, the taxi stopped. The driver was kind enough to carry me a few miles back to a gas station where I called my dad to bring me gas to refuel the tank. I thanked the driver profusely, but he wouldn't take one red cent. It's been more than 30 years since I caught that taxi, yet it is an event I have continued to remember and ponder. Despite the good fortune I've experienced for most of my life, I believe, for reasons we cannot understand, that there are times in our lives when we go through long periods of undeserved hardship and struggle. Every day, I hear about good people who suffer. Many face multiple and simultaneous difficulties. Perhaps they've lost their job, are facing bankruptcy or the loss of their home, or are coping with illness or addiction. It seems so unfair. It is unfair. I am reminded of the Old Testament story about Job, an exemplary man who faced insurmountable and catastrophic loss. He lost almost everything, his children, his home, his wealth, and his health. It's a powerful story, yet one I have never particularly liked. It makes me feel so powerless to influence my own destiny. Often, our lives feel out of control. There are times when we feel like a speck of dust being blown around in the wind, unable to affect the simplest of circumstances. Yet I also believe, mainly because I have witnessed this in my own life, that there are times when we are the beneficiaries of a comprehensively undeserved grace and good fortune. There are times when, for reasons unknown to us, that a higher power goes before us, spreading the cornfields like he parted the sea, and calls forth a yellow taxi, just when we need a ride.